Brampton, Aunt. Disbelief was the emotion for Canada after a loss that came in such stunning fashion. Captain Hilary Knight scored the go-ahead goal as part of a hat-trick in leading a U.S. comeback en route to a 6-3 gold medal victory over Canada at the World Women's Hockey Championship on Sunday. The Americans scored 4 unanswered third-period goals after entering the frame down 3-2. The two sides have met in every World Championship gold medal final since the tournament's inception in 1990, aside from 2019. Canada had defeated the U.S. in 3 consecutive gold medal finals entering Sunday, between the previous 2 Worlds and the 2022 Beijing Olympics. "I think we're in a little bit of disbelief," said Canadian forward Brianne Jenner with a look of hurt. "Not that we don't know the opponent is a great hockey team, but we believe so firmly in our group. Even when we were down with a couple minutes left, we were still thinking that we were gonna find a way, so it stinks. It just hurts right now." Caroline Harvey tied the game at 3-3 5:40 into the third period. She moved in from the point, made Blair Turnbull bite on a fake and sent a wrist shot that beat Anne-Renee Despiens on the glove side. Knight gave the Americans their first lead of the game with 3:10 left in the third. She scored on a 5-on-3 power play after Jenner, tripping, and Claire Thompson, delay of game, were sent to the penalty box. "Without a doubt," said Canada head coach Troy Ryan when asked if the 5-on-3 was the turning point. "At that point of the game, it's difficult to go down by 2 and obviously, the U.S. capitalized." 27 seconds later, Knight completed her hat trick to give the U.S. a 2-goal lead. With 1:58 remaining, Kayla Barnes furthered the Americans' advantage with an empty netter and, in the process, draining much of the remaining energy out of the CAA center crowd. "Hilary Knight took over there, our captain," said U.S. head coach John Robleski. "She's just the heart and soul of the team right now. Ellipsis. It's an honor working with Hilary and her new infusion of energy." Ryan said he kept it short with his team post-game in the locker room. "We only went in for a little bit, message was pretty clear. There's not a whole lot you could say in those situations to make them feel any better," Ryan said. "As a staff, we just wanted to make sure we're in the room with them, have similar types of feelings that they have. I just told them how proud I've been of them and how resilient they've been and just how proud they should be." Captain Marie-Philippe Poulin, who's been around for many of the epic battles against the Americans, called Sunday's setback a tough one. "Lots of mixed feelings," Poulin said. "Being on home soil, obviously you don't want to disappoint those fans. They've been here all tournament, it's a disappointing loss, you always want to win. This one doesn't define us, it's just gonna give us more motivation." When asked about getting revenge at the 2024 Worlds in Utica, NY, Poulin nodded her head with a smirk and said, "For sure." Abby Murphy had the other goal for the U.S. Erin Frankel made 24 saves. Jenner, with 2 goals and an assist, and Poulin, with a goal and an assist, scored for Canada. Despiens stopped 16 of 21 shots. Canada's Sarah Fillier was named the tournament's MVP and top forward. The 22-year-old Georgetown, Aunt, native had 7 goals and 4 assists in 7 games. Czechia defeated Switzerland 3-2 in the bronze medal game earlier on Sunday. 25 seconds after Haley Skamara was sent to the penalty box for hooking, Lacey Eden joined her for a delay of game after sending the puck over the glass and into the crowd. A mere 14 seconds later, Canada struck on the 5-on-3 power play. Poulin scored on a one-timer from the right face-off circle on a dish from Aaron Ambrose 6:23 into the first period. Murphy nodded the contest with 1:59 left in the first. She took the puck on a dish from Alex Carpenter, put a toe-drag move to get around a diving Ambrose and sent it 5-hole on Despiens. Coming out of a successful penalty kill early in the second period, Canada came out firing with scoring chances. After a few misses, Jenner scored from the point on a dish from Renata Fast 5:03 into the frame. Knight tied the contest 8:30 into the second. Amanda Kessel drove into Canada's zone on a 2-on-1, got around a diving Ella Shelton, and sent the puck across to Knight, who tapped it in. Jenner doubled her scoring total just 69 seconds later. She tipped in a point shot from Fast to make it 3-2 for Canada. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 16, 2023. Abdulhamid Ibrahim, the Canadian Press.